All right, we're back now with Gloucester High School hockey coach, boys hockey coach, it is Derek Geary. And, Coach, welcome back to MSO.
Thank you very much. Always nice to be with you.
Coach, last time we talked, you had won a couple of big games, and you really felt positive that the boys had something going, and you were, for want of a better term, turning a corner. And you were touting team speed. And I'm looking at your record now, and I don't know, you've won, what, seven or eight in a row or something like that. Terrific, terrific stretch right now. And tell me a little bit about what transpired with that transformation, if you will, Coach, from the early part of the season to where you are now.
Yeah, without giving away any of our secrets, right?
Yeah, exactly. You don't want to let the other guys know.
No, I mean, I think you hit the nail on the head. We kind of discovered our team identity, or grew into our team identity, might be a better way to put it, which is really skating. I do think we're a pretty fast team, and I think we have some depth of speed, which has been an issue for some teams. I think if you have three lines that skate at a pretty good clip as opposed to one or one and a half, when you get to a third period or late in the second, you can start to make things happen, particularly in a forecheck or odd man situation, if you just the depth of speed kind of accumulates.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've had a bit of that.
I think a big turning point seemed to be right around the time of the Winthrop game, because that was a tough one for you guys. You played the Vikings tough after Masco, and then you just put together a string of wins. One real close game against Woburn, and then tell me about this most recent game against Masconomet, because that looks like it's a very important win for you guys, especially in the standings.
Oh, yeah. I mean, to sweep Masconomet is great accomplishment. That's been really one of the class programs in the conference, obviously, for years. And they're a really good team, I think, better than their record. They lost a series of one-goal games, overtime games, so I wouldn't take them lightly at all going forward. They're a very good team. I thought it was the fastest-paced game we had played in the NEC thus far. And then, as I just alluded to, I thought, you know, maybe we got some bounces in the third period, or maybe our collective depth of speed wore them down a bit, but we kind of took over in the third period the other night.
Tell me about the roster, if you would, please, Derek, because, you know, there were some substantial changes from last year to this year for various reasons, and maybe that was part of the reason, too, that you had to struggle a little bit at the early part of the season, kind of getting that chemistry and getting that character built up. But tell me about how the roster has gelled, and maybe some of the players who have come on to play surprisingly well.
Sure. Yeah, you know, I think it was a bit unique for us in Gloucester, because we had two really almost generational, you know, in the high school, relatively speaking, talents in Costanzo and Marshall. So, you know, those guys were just amazing players, and no matter what you did, the team was going to kind of revolve around them. Not only last year's team, but years and years of our kids playing with those guys.
Mm-hmm.
So, absent of them, it was a bit of a shock, I think, for some of these kids. And to their credit, they found their way out of that and built confidence and discovered talents of their own. Which has been the process of the maturing of this team. And as I say, perhaps finding our identity, our strength and speed. But I think building confidence that, you know, life does go on even after you lose marquee players. You know, I think all of a sudden, again, humility and, honest hard work has been our motto throughout the season, but I think, gee, you know, I'm looking at this year's team and last year's team, which did make the Final Four, and I think we have better goaltending this year, and I think we have better defense. So, you know, let's see what happens.
Mention a couple of those kids, if you will, please.
Oh, sure. Well, our goaltenders have just been outstanding. Nick Tarantino and Riley DeHaan, both juniors, and both equal. They're alternating games, plain and simple, and kind of pushing each other to get better friendly competition. One guy plays a good game and the next guy wants to play a great game. So it's been an ideal situation for me and also for the team. So I think confidence has started there. And I think our defense, we made a key move and moved Joe Orlando back to defense, and he's been our quarterback back there with his puck handling abilities and ability to see the ice. So we're much improved in the neutral zone and in our breakouts. And then juniors like James Sanfilippo and Will Lothers, and Chase Sargent, who didn't even play varsity last year, have come on and played key roles. To go with more seasoned defenseman Derek Elms. So it's been, I would say, the surprises, if you will, or the feathers in our hat have been on the goaltending and the defensive side.
Yeah, and on the other side, Derek, I guess a final comment about the roster. I'm looking at it, and if I have it correctly, you've got 14 players who have at least 1 point on the team. That's pretty cool, too.
Yeah, I think we found some sneaky depth. You know, we don't have amazing finishers, which is hard to find. A lot of teams don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a couple of kids in Colby Jewell and Brett Cunningham that are, you know, our offensive leaders and have significant skill up there. But then we have a bunch of guys that are fast and chipping in here and there. Brady Sala is coming on strong now, a senior, who really hasn't played much varsity hockey up until this year, and he's starting to find some real confidence and scoring ability. So it's nice, if you don't have two or three 20-goal scorers, if you can get five or six, four or five-goal scorers, you've accomplished much of the same thing.
Funny how that math works out. I love it. Coach, heading down the stretch now, it looks like the schedule is toughening up. Not that it's been a cakewalk in the first place, but tell me about your upcoming game now. You've got a big one against Triton and then a rematch against Winthrop, and you've got to go down to the Larson. So the boys have got to be ready.
Yeah, I think we've played a harder schedule than last year in many ways, a bit underrated, if I may say so, and doesn't get any easier. We're hitting the hardest games of the season, hopefully when we're peaking, which is what you want. But we've got Triton, always a strong team, on Wednesday, and then, yes, going into probably the most hostile rink in our league, Larson Arena.
Well, you mean besides the Talbot?
Well, I mean that as a compliment.
Oh, exactly.
Spirited fans and an incredible tradition, so yep. That's great. But it doesn't make it any fun to play there, that's for
right,
sure.
Right, and it's a long road trip, I know that.
Yep.
Coach, I think, I'm sorry, go ahead.
And then we've got Marblehead at Marblehead 2 days later, a Monday snow makeup.
Ooh.
So, yeah, bit of a brutal stretch. We take it period by period and hopefully show our best.
All right, and then I guess finally comments as we're heading down the home stretch, you know, two-thirds of the season gone. At this particular time, Gloucester in the power rankings is in pretty good shape. Gloucester, Marblehead, 12 and 11 respectively, and that speaks pretty well of the conference.
Yeah, I think the conference had a good showing last year as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's a shame that we've got a bunch of different divisions.
Yeah.
Because Winthrop is so good.
Mm-hmm.
We try not to take that stuff too seriously, you know, and just try to win the game in front of us. But it is going to get interesting when you get down to, if we get down to, 8, 9, 10, because, you want to host as many home games as you can. I think 8 is the magic number.
Mm-hmm.
But one game at a time, and just do your job that's in front of you. I think that's the way to approach these things.
Well, I know the city is excited about what you guys are doing, and it's a great run so far, Coach. Really appreciate you taking the time as well. So good luck this week. We'll talk again.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Derek. Right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care.
That is Derek Geary, who is the boys hockey coach at Gloucester High School. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.